والأسر إن الإنسان في خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صلى الله
اللهم صل على محمد.
The night of Ashura. On the night of Muharram, Shammar arrived in Karbala with orders from Ibn Ziyad for Umar ibn Sa'd. The order stated that if Imam Hussein al-Islam did not surrender and give the oath of legacy at once, he must be fought and killed immediately. On receipt of these orders, Umar rallied a part of his army and marched towards the camp of Imam Hussein al-Islam. Abbas al-Islam advanced towards the enemies with 20 horsemen and inquired from them the reason for their sudden approach. When he was told of the ultimatum, he said that he would inform Imam Hussein al-Islam of the position and bring back the reply. When Abbas al-Islam briefed Imam Hussein al-Islam of the situation, Imam al-Islam said to his brother, "Go back to them and if possible ask for an extension of time till tomorrow morning so that tonight we may offer prayers to Allah, make the walls, and ask for forgiveness." Umar granted them respite till the next morning. Imam Hussein al-Islam gave a speech on the night of Ashur, saying in part, "O Lord, I thank you, because you've honored us by means of prophethood and taught us the Quran, made us understand the religion and its commandments, granted us eyes, ears, and heart, kept us free from the evil of idol worship, and then enabled us to thank you for your blessings. I'm not aware of any companions more faithful and honest than my companions, any relatives more light and kind than my relatives. May Allah grant you all the good reward. I think the day of our fight with this army has arrived. I permit you all to go away, because the enemies are after me only. You are free to depart with any restriction and can take advantage of the darkness of night." The people who came with the wrong intention had already left before, and the ones who remained were perfect in their faith and loyalty. The listeners all rejected the option of abandoning Imam Hussein al-Islam and said, "Should we go away to live after you? We pray to Allah that the time may not come when we may live while we remain alive." Thereafter, the whole camp busied itself in preparation for the event of the next day. Sound of prayers and supplication filled the air like buzz of hundreds of bees. Some soldiers checked their weapons while others discussed tactics of warfare that would allow them to cause most damage to Yazid's army. Mothers prepared their sons to lay down their lives with Imam Hussein al-Islam in the cause of Islam. Imam Hussein al-Islam went around the camp talking to his men as well as his family and gave encouragement and last-minute instructions. He consulted his sister, Bibi Zainab, and urged her to remain patient in the face of her hardship that was to follow, Shahadat. The night eventually came to an end, and the morning of the day, great sacrifices arrived. At the break of dawn and the fateful day, 10th Muharram 61 Hijra, Imam Hussein al-Islam called his son, Ali Akbar, who resembled the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the most, and said, "My dear son Ali, let me hear the azan for the last time in this world." When Ali Akbar gave the call azan in the desert Karbala, reporters say that the voice resembled the voice of the Holy Prophet, Imam Hussein al-Islam. Hearing the last azan of his son and the voice of grandfather, remembering the apostle of God, shed tears. And Zainab, along with other ladies, heard the call for prayers in the sweet, enchanting voice of Ali Akbar, the beautiful son of Imam Hussein al-Islam. It was the third day of the thirst inflicted on the whole camp of the Holy Imam. The Holy Imam offered the last prayers with his companions on earth. After reciting the dawn prayer, Imam Hussein al-Islam urged his small army in readiness for the battle. Maut ke silab mein har khush utar beh jayega, ha magar naam-e Hussein ibn Ali reh jayega. Shukriya.